Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have tips and reports from Jarrett McCarthy down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and then we had a chance to talk with Amanda Wilson out at Deerfoot Lodge about the women's muskie school they just had. And then lastly, we've got some great early ice fishing tips for you from walleye tournament pro Gary Parsons. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Get on the water today with the Lund Catch of the Year at Hayward Power Sports. We have Lunds in stock, rigged and ready with Mercury outboards. Save $1,000 on a 1650 Angler SS, $2,500 on a Lund Impact, or a whopping $3,000 on a 1975 Pro V Sport. Lund features boating's best warranty with 3 years of bow to stern and lifetime hull coverage. And no boat holds its value better. Get your Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu, and while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward.
Hi, this is Ann the Tool Girl from M&M Rental. Here at M&M Rental, we have it all for you do-it-yourselfers and contractors. Concrete tools, metal brakes, man lifts, log splitters, skid steers, and everything you'll need for excavating and trenching, plus much more. And for fun on the water, we have jet skis, ski boats, pontoon boats, fishing boats, kayaks too. From lawn care equipment to tools and sporty goods, we have it all and we deliver. Give us a call at 634-3146. M&M Rental, located on Highway B, Hayward.
We're down at Hayward Bait and Bottle and recording with Jarrett McCarthy down here. And Jarrett, we're getting closer to that ice fishing time. And actually, we're recording this. We're getting close to the deer hunting time, too.
Yep. Looking at the weather coming up, I see a week's worth or more with days that aren't supposed to be above freezing. So it looks like we're going to have a cold deer season. We might even have fishable ice by the time some people are walking out into the woods. So, yeah, we are getting really, really close.
You know, and you're still going to be so open water out there, and some of the diehard guys are going, well, there'll be a few guys go after walleyes, and there'll be some guys still after muskies right to the very end.
Yep. I mean, we've still got some muskie anglers coming into the shop, and as the water cools down and fish start to slide up into their shallower patterns getting ready for winter, they'll be looking for that last bit of weeds that's up shallower. They'll be looking for all the bait fish that runs up there. Got some awesome fishing opportunities up until, you know, first ice. So yeah, whether you're out there looking for muskies with the what remains of the sucker population, or whether you're out fishing for walleyes, there's some good fishing to be had. You just got to be able to handle the cold.
You know, and very interesting too, as little as a week ago, on some of the Clearwater lakes, even some of the smaller Clearwater lakes, I was seeing most of the fish population up in skinny water yet, and I had reports of guys catching muskies in a foot to 2 foot of water. You know, this is really late for these fish to be up that shallow water, but the water temperature is still up there higher, and it's going to be dropping quick though.
Yep, it'll drop quick, and I mean, it's been tough for the fish because they have no idea what to make of the weather that we've had. You know, over the past week or two, we've had days that are up in the 70s, and I think today out there it might be in the mid 30s out there. So, you know, everything is susceptible to the weather, and you know, whatever the fish are doing, good for them.
The only thing that's not been tough on them is the amount of food. They've had plenty of food to eat, and most of the fish going into the winter are going to be real healthy and fat.
Very healthy, very fat. You know, they'll be fun to grab through the ice or what have you. So, it'll be fun either way.
You know, and talk a little bit about the ice fishing stuff once it gets here. There'll be guys, hopefully there's always guys planning on trying to get out on some of the smaller lakes and the shallower stuff, and even on the backwaters of the Chippewa flowage during the deer season even.
Yep, and I'll be one of them. As soon as we get ice that's walkable, able to get out on, I'll be out for those early ice walleyes.
Well, they say 4 inches, I believe, is what's safe ice, and there's guys I've seen guys go out on 1.5 inches ice. So
yeah, I think I was out on 3 last year, the very first time out, but you know, going in with ice safety when we first get this little bit of ice that we're going to get here coming up, if you're headed out and you know you're going out on, you know, less than safe ice, make sure either A, you've got somebody with you, B, you tell somebody where you're going, and make sure you've got all your safety equipment with you, even if you're in shallow water, because, you know, 4 or 5 feet of water is a lot when you're standing in it and you're freezing cold, but make sure you're taking your ice picks, a life jacket even on early ice, or a throwable cushion, something like that, you know.
Don't if you're out with a buddy, carry a rope too.
Yeah, yep, don't undervalue the you know, your safety when you're going out there just for a few fish. It's not worth the risk.
Yeah, you know, and the machines, we got to keep those off the ice till we got quite a bit more ice, and we don't know what's going to bring yet. Mother Nature never kind of tells us in advance. You could get good ice and then get snow, or you could get a little bit of ice and get a lot of snow, which really messes everything up, and, you know, so we never seem to know from one year to the next.
Yeah, it's different every year. I mean, we've had years where we get a nice solid foot of ice, and then we'll finally get into the snow. And we've had years where we'll have 3 or 4 inches of ice, and then we'll get a foot of snow on top of that, and it just, you know, completely messes up the winter or what have you. So we're hoping that Mother Nature is good to us this year and gives us a nice base layer to work with the ice, and then a little bit of snow that makes it easier to walk on top. But yeah, as far as vehicles go, with this early ice thing, unless your wheeler or your side-by-side has a prop on it, you know, keep her off the ice until we're safe.
You know, what's going to be interesting this year, as I mentioned earlier, talking, and a lot of these fish were up real shallow water, real late into the year, even into November. Some of the fish are going to be shallow, because that's the first place we're going to be able to get out ice fishing. You know, maybe there'll be a few more fish up in that skinny water yet, because there's so much food up in there yet.
Yep, which will be good and which will be bad. You know, the fish will be picked on a little harder if everything is still up in shallower water, and, you know, if you've got less than safe ice out there and you know that there's fish out there, there are going to be a lot more people that try to get out on less than safe ice to go out there. But, you know, if a lot of fish are still sitting up shallow, they'll be easy to target and they'll be ready for us once ice season rolls around.
And you guys are pretty well geared up for the ice fishing season down here at the store. You got a lot of new stuff in, I know.
Yep, we do. We got a lot of brand new jigs in. We expanded on a lot of our selection with clam and kenders. And we've got lake effect jigs in the shop right now, which have some really unique patterns. But we've got all your standbys too. You know, otter, clam, you know, Eskimo, you know, your beaver dam, all your kind of goodies for supplies. So whatever you're looking at to add this year, or, you know, whatever you're looking to restock, we've got it here.
You know, one of the big things ice fishing seems to have been going with live sonar, like Garmin LiveScope. You've got some of that stuff in here too, right?
Yeah, we've got some of the stuff on the way yet. We haven't quite seen it yet. There are some things in the fishing industry that are still backed up, just like everything everywhere else. So we'll definitely have it this year, though.
You know, and hunting. Let's talk briefly about the hunting here. We're getting into the deer season. That's looking pretty good. I know there's been some pretty nice bucks taken. I shot a decent buck the other night with the crossbow. There's been quite a few nice bucks shot already or harvested with bows.
Yeah, and, you know, luckily this year we've actually seen quite a few of them. You know, they're coming in on back people's truck. Everybody's coming in to grab ice, stuff their deer full of it. And we've seen some really, really nice deer. We've seen some really nice pictures, too, of, you know, just the locals that are coming into the shop that send pictures our way. And it looks like it's going to be a really good deer season. Already has been for some.
Yeah, I don't know where we're going to be on the rut right now. They're after the does right now as we're speaking here. We're a week ahead of time as we record this. But, you know, the deer that I got the other night was chasing the doe. I mean, they're after the does right now. So whether that'll drag on another week or two here and get close to gun season, who knows?
Yep, they're in hot pursuit of a hot doe, so we'll see as we go forward what we look like in a week and a half or so once gun season opens, but yeah.
You got everything they need for the hunting season. You got ammo. You got if they want to shoot crossbows late into the season, you got that stuff here too.
Everything and then some. You know, we've got a nice selection of hunting ammo here. Obviously, we've got all of our crossbows here, and if you need any work done with your crossbows, John and I are here to help you with that. So whatever it is you're looking for hunting, you know, if it's just smaller stuff like scents or gloves or anything like that, we're here for you too.
You got anybody, speaking about working on stuff, you got anybody that works on tip-ups and stuff and greasing tip-ups like you have in the past?
Oh, of course we do. Ken's really great with that here in the shop. If you've got anything that needs to be rewound or, you know, fixed up for this coming ice season, come on in, talk with me or Ken, and we'll get you fixed up.
Well, thanks, Jared, for taking the time with us here.
Thanks for having me, John.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we'll be talking to Amanda Wilson from out of Deerfoot Lodge on the Chippewa Flowage, and a little later in the show, to Walleye Tournament Pro Gary Parsons. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hunters and anglers, Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in the Hayward area. Stop in and check out the huge selection of fall muskie, bass, walleye, and panfish tackle. They also have a great selection of tree stands, camo, ammunition, scents, hunting supplies, and much more. Gear up for the fall at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And while you're there, check out the bottle shop for a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in the Hayward area.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
The Sea-Doo pre-order sales event is on at Hayward Power Sports. The best way to guarantee a new 2023 for next year and the only way to get the Sea-Doo RXPX Apex 300 Exclusive Edition. As a bonus, you'll get 2 years of BRP warranty coverage for free. Whether you're looking for a traditional Sea-Doo personal watercraft or a Sea-Doo switch pontoon boat, this is the best way to get what you want. Or we still have a few 2022 models in stock that offer no payments and no interest financing for 6 months. See Hayward Power Sports today, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors, and this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you know, in the Hayward area here, we have a lot of different events every year. One of those events that was just held in October was the annual Women's Muskie Fishing School out at Deerfoot Lodge. I had a chance to sit down and talk with Amanda Wilson from out at Deerfoot about that event and a lot more. We're talking today to Amanda Wilson, who runs the known as Deerfoot Lodge, but also is an avid muskie angler, and you actually get out there and you run some pretty big events. You just had one. Let's talk about that real quick. You had a ladies' muskie school that you've had now how many years now?
This year was our fifth year.
And you had quite an attendance at that thing.
Yes, we did. Yeah, this year we were happy. We had over 60 participants. We had women from Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois. Everyone came for a three-day event to do classroom presentations, gear practice, gear setup, hands-on time, on-the-water time. And I'm happy to say that 8 muskies were caught throughout the weekend, several first-timers as well.
Well, you know, in my 40-plus years of guiding, I've seen a lot of lady anglers for muskies. Not a lot that were by themselves all the time. That was what they wanted to do. They were usually with their husband or spouse or their boyfriend or something. But nowadays, it seems like more and more women are getting into outdoor activities, whether it be muskie fishing or walleye fishing or hunting even.
Yeah, absolutely. And we see that here at Deerfoot as well. We've got a lot of women that will come up. I'm a member of Wisconsin Women Fish, which is a women's fishing club, as well as the Women Anglers of Minnesota. And there's a great network of women who do like to get out and about and on the water.
Let's talk a little bit about that school that you had. There was a bunch of ladies at the thing. What all went on? Like, what can people, if for like next year's event now, if somebody wants to start planning for it, what goes on during that event?
Sure. Well, first off, they can save the date. We already have the dates planned. It'll be October 20th through the 22nd of 2023. We will have information on our website, deerfootlodge.com, and we make a Facebook page for it as well. But again, it's 3 days. We're super fortunate. The Wisconsin DNR is very generous with their participation in the event. They came and actually set some fike nets on Thursday, which were pulled on Friday, and women were able to see what kind of fish were caught in the nets near Deerfoot. There was one muskie that the women were able to actually handle, and the DNR told them a lot of good information about why they do the netting and the surveying and what they could expect from the fishery for the weekend of fishing ahead. So that's a piece of it. Then we do have, like I said, classroom presentations. We've got a kayak angler. We've got, this year we had a navionics presentation, so people could learn how to read their, you know, graphs and their different GPS programs so that they can kind of break down water. We had several local fishing guides who were involved, just some other experienced anglers, some licensed captains and guides, and it's just a great weekend to enhance your muskie fishing knowledge and hopefully have a chance at a few fish.
Well, you know, learning and knowledge is part of fishing as far as I'm concerned. And nowadays, especially, we've got all the technology out there, the GPS, the mapping, the sonar, even live sonar now, like this LiveScope stuff. But I run into a lot of people that just don't understand it. I mean, I do a lot of teaching to people in actually sorting out their equipment, make sure it's set up right. I get calls to do that all the time from people. But there's a lot of people that need to learn that stuff. And you offered that during the school too.
We did, yes. We focused on Navionics since not all of the women have their own boat and might not have an actual GPS or a depth finder on their boat. But you can download a Navionics app, and then wherever you go, if you're ice fishing or bank fishing or, you know, just getting out in the woods, you've got that with you as well.
When you said Navionics, the mapping, I think, is the number one thing that's the biggest item as far as teaching people to find fish and catch fish. You can talk about side imaging, you can talk about live sonar, and it's all beneficial, but the mapping, you can look at the map, and actually, if you get good enough at finding muskies, for instance, you can look at a map and kind of already pick out some spots that you should find these fish.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we were lucky. Fishing guide Ty Sennett came and gave a presentation on Friday night before most of the fishing times and was able to share with us some of the current conditions and things like that we could look for throughout the weekend.
And the only thing more you could ask for is muskies would want to bite a little more than they have this year. They muskie fishing overall, everywhere I've talked to, northern Minnesota has definitely been a little slower this year.
Yeah, it's been a little up and down. We didn't seem to get real stable weather for a long period of time, or like normal weather, I guess you could say. I know our chart's a little behind this year, but there were still some very nice fish caught, and I was so happy to see a lot of the women in the school catch their first muskie out of those 8 that were caught.
Well, you talk about that event, but you've also got other events that you do during the course of the year here. Now, we're coming up to the hard water season now, and ice fishing. You get pretty involved with that, too.
Yeah, we've got some pretty exciting events coming up this winter. 3 different ice fishing events that I'm super pumped up about. The first one will be, we are partners with the Ice Junkies Outdoors group on Facebook, and they have their annual pan fishing tournament that they're going to host out of here, Deerfoot Lodge, on Saturday, January 14th. So we'll be overrun with guys that are passionate about ice fishing. We also host one in-house called the Freeze Your Buns Off Tournament, and that'll be the first weekend of February, so February 4th and 5th. That one's open to the public. There's more information on our website, deerfootlodge.com. It's great for guys, women, families, you name it. But it's 2 days of fishing, and we get a lot of nice crappies that are caught in that event. And then the last weekend of our season, so we're open from the day after Christmas through mid-March during the winter time. Here at the Bar and Grill, and we have the Wisconsin Women Fish. They're going to be doing their crappy weekend at Deerfoot Lodge. A little play on words there, but it's pretty fun. The whole resort is taken over by women, and that and Muskie School are probably my two favorite weekends of the year.
Well, I know you couldn't pick a better lake as far as the crappies and fish and panfish, because this is one of my favorite lakes up here. I'm glad to see they went to a 10-bag limit on the crappies, because we were starting to see the size structure slipping a little bit. But the sheer number of crappies that get taken off this lake every year is astronomical, the amount of fish that are in here when it comes to crappies and bluegills.
Yeah, absolutely. And the pan fishing has become more and more popular. I think people do look at that as a delicious fish, you know, a nice one to take home or have a fish fry with. And we do get a lot of crappie anglers that come through here.
I know you're kind of spoiled with the musky thing, kind of like I used to be. I've kind of gotten, I ain't as mad at those fish as I was a few years ago, but you kind of get into the musky thing more than anything else, I think.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I grew up bass fishing, and we bought Deerfoot in 2012, and the very first time we came to do a showing of the resort, the former owner, he marked up a map for us. We said, we want to go out and catch a musky. Can you give us some recommendations? He used to be a guide out on this lake, and so he marked up a few spots, and we went out, and I didn't even have musky gear at that time, just using my heaviest bass setup and a big old ugly spinner bait, and caught a 40 and a half. So from that point on, I was hooked.
It'll wreck you. You get into, once you get a big fish, you want bigger and bigger, but you get to a point where, yeah, I'm probably never going to catch one bigger.
Yeah, my biggest on this lake is a 50 and a half, so I'm pretty happy about that. But you're right, I am after that bigger one.
Yep, and it's hard to top that 50. Once you get past 50, it's hard to top it. There are places in the country you can go where there's more of them, but you know, they seem to get pressured so much nowadays that you'll have a lake that really turns on hot someplace, and after a certain point of time, when everybody goes and dog piles on it, basically, the lake
lake slows down, and this lake just stays about the same all the time, it seems like.
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because that's one of the reasons that we chose the Chippewa Flowage as a place to purchase a resort and operate a resort. We want to be here for decades to come, and it was important to us to find a body of water that wouldn't be fished out if there was, you know, a big newspaper article in a big city about the great fishing and, you know, have a bunch of people come. But this lake does test people. You know, there's a lot of forage, there's a lot of cover, and the fish can hide, but it continues to be a great fishery and will be a great fishery for a long time to come.
Well, you know, you're involved with the women's stuff all the time. What people want to get in, if you got ladies out there that want to get into, whether they're a single lady or a single mother or something, they want to get into doing more fishing or taking the kids out fishing, what kind of things can you tell them to get involved to do it?
Yeah, absolutely. I would highly recommend joining a fishing club, being part of Wisconsin Women Fish and the Woman Anglers of Minnesota. It's such a nice way to connect with other women that have similar interests and a great way to get encouragement. I think a lot of women feel nervous maybe to get out fishing or intimidated because, you know, maybe they haven't had the support that they needed to like get out there on their own, but surrounded by other women, that's one of the coolest things about Muskie School. Mainly we're, you know, women teaching women about how to get out and do this. And
you know, again, what are the dates for next year's event?
Yeah, our Ladies Muskie Fishing School at Deerfoot in 2023, it's October 20th through the 22nd. And if people do send me a message, either on our Facebook page for Deerfoot or my email address is online, they can get on the waiting list and then I will send them an invite before next year's school.
And you also, you've got the ice fishing events coming up here too. And so there'll be a lot of things to be going on down here at Deerfoot, I think.
Absolutely. And we'd love to have you join us.
Thank you for taking the time with us here.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take yet another break and hear from even more of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we'll be talking ice fishing with walleye tournament pro Gary Parsons. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
This year, Dr. Ostrander and his staff at Hayward Animal Hospital will be celebrating 30 years. They thank you for your patronage. Hayward Animal Hospital continues to accept new clients and offers urgent care appointments daily. For same-day urgent care or emergency surgery, make sure you call early in the day as appointments fill rapidly. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control, a day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, you know, with the hard water or the ice fishing season fast approaching on us now, on this week's show, we've got some great early ice walleye tips for you and a lot more from walleye tournament pro Gary Parsons.
We're going to talk walleye fishing, but we're going to talk about walleye ice fishing.
Absolutely.
What kind of tips can you give guys on first finding those fish out there, if they're just getting started or with their experience?
John, there's two patterns I look for, especially up in the Hayward area where we all live. Right. You know, I think early ice, there's a fair number of fish that are relating to the weeds yet. And, you know, in the fall, they were deeper. But there's a certain amount of fish that will come up on the weed edges and be within, on a drop-off area, a shear drop area. They'll be within probably 20 or 30 feet of that edge. And so it's a good time to fish tip-ups. In many cases, as you know, the guys like to put tip-ups out right in the evening in the last hour of daylight, probably for a couple hours after daylight, if not some of the guys fish, you know, long time into the night, and then early in the morning. That's always a kind of a tried and true early ice situation. There is an ice situation that I've been using for a number of years, and I don't know how many people do it, but what I try to do is I try to find basin areas, and the basin areas I'm talking about might be anywhere from 15 feet down to 30 feet deep, where the bottom of the lake levels out. So I'm not looking at the real, real deep stuff.
Soft bottom, I assume?
Yeah, it'd be soft bottom on the very basin part, okay? And it's best, the ideal scenario, I can think of a number of places that I've had really good luck with this, is where maybe there's two sunken islands that are pretty close together in an area, and maybe it's 100 feet or 200 feet in between them, and there's a basin in between them. That creates a natural runway for those fish. The ones that are out in that deeper water, they'll go in between those islands, and they're not right on the drop-offs. I actually concentrate tip-ups and jigging anywhere from right where the drop-off hits that basin, so on that lower drop-off area, and then out from there into the basin for a ways. And I might put tip-ups up 50, 60, 80, 100 feet away from the drop-off as long as that bottom's somewhat flat. And I move them around a lot. And for myself, when I'm jigging in one of the holes, if I'm not marking fish when I'm jigging, then I'll move that my jigging station around too. And if all of a sudden I start marking fish and I catch one, then I'll move my tip-ups out into that area of the basin. So I usually have fishing to myself early ice because not very many people use these areas or even think about looking at them. But I've had some really, really good success.
How deep are you talking?
And like I said, the base of the drop-off needs to be anywhere, in my experience, it needs to be anywhere from about 15 feet, but possibly as deep as 30. I normally don't try to look for any basins deeper than 30.
Right.
And the ideal basins, to me, have always been in that 19 to 25-foot range. If I'm looking at the lakes up around, you know, the Hayward area or northern Wisconsin area, those seem to have given me good, consistent success. They're relatively flat bottom in those spots, okay? I'm not looking at it dropping off into 35, 40, 50 feet. You know, this is up in like bays. Good areas to look are the bays that are fairly deep but not monstrously deep. So I've had good luck in those areas. It takes a long time to figure them out, but the one good thing about it is once you start catching in a fish in a place like that, they seem to be consistent from year to year to year. And so those are the two patterns that I look for early in the season.
You mentioned fish using runways and stuff. I noticed that, and that's one of the things I do is I look for interconnected structure down deeper water. But you're going off on the edge of that. Right?
Yeah, I'm not afraid to go off 50 feet to 100 feet off of that. So you start looking, okay, this drop-off's right here. And you might see that I have a tip about 100 feet away from the drop-off. But it's amazing how many times you get those fish out there.
Well, they roam a lot, I think.
They do roam. I think they follow those edges a lot, okay, and that's where I normally end up jigging. But there's a fair amount of fish that'll just be in that area. You know, if it's an area that they might even come up shallower at night to feed on, during the daytime, a lot of those fish are in that basin, in that area, and they'll bite early ice. They'll bite.
You mentioned tip-ups, but, you know, there's not enough guys go out and jig fish for them. I know you do.
Oh, no, early ice.
You can catch it.
Yeah, early ice, not enough guys jig fish. Actually, I don't even use tip-ups much anymore. I use a setup called a hot box, which will keep your hole open. And then you put a little rod holder with a real long, called a snare rod. It's like a giant dead stick, but I tip that with a jig all the time, jigging a minnow. And I'll usually put a sonar by it so I can see it, and I'll zoom in I use Lowrance stuff, so I just zoom it in so you can see it from a distance. And the one thing you find out, if you are a tip-up fisherman, you never knew this, and that's how many fish will actually come up and look at your minnow and swim away. So when you realize that with this setup that I use right now, I drop my jig stick, put it down, run over to that hot box, which would for most guys is a tip up, and I can a lot of times tease that fish into biting with that jig and minnow by just jigging for it then. So I'm only jigging there when the fish is there, but it's a lot nicer because you don't get as bored. There's always some action going on because either you're seeing fish in your own jig hole or you're looking out where you have tip-ups, you look out and go, oh, there's a fish out there. I'm going to go try to jig that one up. It's an absolute riot. And it's very, very productive.
Interesting stuff, and thanks for coming on here.
You bet, anytime.
Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at wnoradio.net. And from there, you can link to our podcast site. And the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me, I'm gonna take you there to our Wisconsin Outdoors, our Wisconsin Outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.